subject, do two wrongs make a right? Dear Stephen Shirley, I guess it's my time to tell my side of the story. Yeah, we were friends. She kept telling me about how good her husband is in bed, and I decided to find out for myself. One day, One day, I seduced him, and we had been having sex ever since. Was I wrong? She said her husband didn't treat her right. Anyway, now he and I have a baby together. I got kicked out from where I was living, and he offered me a place to stay. What was I supposed to do? Me and my baby needed somewhere to stay. We still have sex, but I'm doing it now because I feel that if I don't, he will kick me out. He tells me he loves me, and I tell him I love him, but I'm not sure. I told him that if he really loves me, he'll leave her and be with me. He makes promises, but hasn't done anything yet. I'm tired of living with her. I want her out. Wow. He doesn't love her anymore. He's my man now. She needs to accept it and move on. What do I need to do? Need to get out of that woman's house. You should have never moved in there in the first place. I mean,
wow. Wow, man.
This is crazy, right? You mean to tell us, okay, you expect us to believe that you didn't have any place else to go, but to your married baby daddy's house. All right? Who are you kidding here, really? You could not wait to get in that house to get with that man. You couldn't wait. And please, please stop saying you were that woman's friend, okay? You were not her friend. You were not the wife's friend. That's not being a friend when you listen to the woman tell you about her man and then you go behind her back and sleep with her husband. That is not being a friend, lady. Come on. You completely broke the girlfriend rule. We don't mess with each other's men. That is an unspoken rule among women. Stop it. Stop this foolishness. You had a baby with her husband, too?
That made me confused.
There's some straight wretchedness going on in this house. You say you're tired of living with her and you want her out. Hello, this is her house. You're in her house. Oh. You have got to get out. If this man wanted you, he would be with you, set you up someplace else, not in his house, under his roof with his wife and child. Wow. Steve.
We're in the home of Devontae. Cameras are rolling. No one knows we're here. Here we are.
Okay, what is going on in here?
You tell me.
Lady, okay, hold on. I'm going to start with you, Crustacean. What is it?
I'm your wife, okay? Devontae, how long is she going to be living here? How long?
Look, Lexus just had this baby, and she ain't got nowhere to stay, so I told her she'd come live with us.
Thank you. Tell Crustacean I got your new baby. Tell her that.
She know that. Sit down now. You making her mad. Now, we can all live in here together like a family.
We don't need no extra addition to our family. I am your wife. We don't need her here.
Crustacean, I'd have asked you not to cry.
Don't nobody care nothing by Crustacean crying.
Lexus.
Devontae.
You just got here. Your baby the newest. You got to calm down. Your baby is the newest.
Exactly.
And we ain't even named him yet.
That's all right, though. But let me say this. Could you tell her to get on her wifely duties? Because my baby needs some pampers up in here.
Damn, Lex.
I know the hell she didn't.
Hold on, Crustacean.
Devontae, you need to do something about this. We all
family. Devontae done done something. Devontae done moved everybody in here. Now, Devontae trying to handle his business. We got to stop all this, Devontae. You need to do something. I done made these kids, ain't I?
Let me say this.
I'm not the father.
Yes, you are the father. I want to say this.
Crustacean, please quit crying.
Lexus was supposed to be my friend.
Lexus ain't your friend because you told Lexus how good I was hitting it.
Thank you.
Lexus, be quiet.
No, I ain't finna to be quiet because she ain't had no business telling me what she told me, baby. And once you tell somebody, guess what, baby? It's all out in the open and it's up for grabs because you said you didn't want him no way. Whatever.
Lexus, you said you wasn't going to say all that.
Whatever. Turn down for what?
Okay, then what we gonna do?
I can't sit here and you gonna sit here and let this happen.
Crustacean, Crustacean, listen to me. You and Snapper go in the other room.
Who is Snapper?
That's the baby.
Oh, that's Crustacean's
That's
baby?
My baby.
Yeah, Snapper was her favorite dish at the Crustacean. I took it to a Crustacean for Mother's Day.
Oh, okay. Okay, thanks, Devon.
Whatever. Nobody can about yeah, her. Let me ask you, Devontae, what time you coming to my room tonight? That's what I want to know. What
Nexus, it ain't your turn tonight. What? It's Crustacean turn. You is Friday. It's Thursday. It's Friday.
I'm not
you Friday.
Share my man. I'm not gonna share my
Crustacean.
Man.
This is working
it.
Out, Crustacean.
It's this not working out.
Crustaceans. This is working out.
So sick of this.
I'm here every day.
I'm so sick of this half a crying.
People cry because they have feelings, Lexus. And you didn't have no feelings.
You know what, Devontae? We ought to do a sex tape.
Going on with
I already done that. Me and Mimi coming out. Mimi, the girl down the street. Mimi.
I cannot believe what my household has turned into. I cannot believe it.
Crustacean. I keep telling you, this ain't your house no more.
Nah, it's all our house now, baby. What?
This ain't in the house. This a motor in.
Tell her, baby. Turn down for what? We up in here, whatever now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.